this all together.
Because he lives,
amen.
I can face tomorrow. Because he lives,
amen.
All fear is gone. Because I know he owns my future. tomorrow because Jesus lives. He lives, he lives. All my fear, he's gone. Because I know. He owns my future. And life is worth living just because Jesus lives.
Sorry, we had a few technical issues here, so we are trying our best to get it sorted. God bless you. I greet you all in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I want to salute the brethren here, salute the sisters, salute the brethren, sisters in Dublin and everywhere where you are, whether on your YouTube, on Facebook, wherever you might be. God bless you richly. Calvary greetings in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Sometimes we have technical things, but God is fully in control. Amen. Let us bow our heads and pray for this Sunday school. Lord Jesus, we thank you, Father, this blessed day. Lord, celebrating that wonderful resurrection morning. Lord, when they went to the tomb to try to embalm, look for a body to embalm, but the angel said, he is not here, for he is risen. Lord, we know that rising, your rising, you've risen in our hearts. Lord, rising with a promise to prepare us for this great translation that we are in right now. Father, we pray that you guide us and, Lord, unveil your word even deeper to us to prepare us today, as we know in this day we are closer to your coming than ever has been since the world began. Father, may this recognition come upon us, Father. We pray that you guide us and help us, O God. And Lord, this short Sunday school, that it will be a blessing. We pray also for Brother George, and when he takes over for the song service, that will be a mighty time of blessing. We pray for Brother Andrew Marius when he comes up to take the main service. Lord, the ministry of the word also, that it will be a great and marvelous time. Father, we commit everything that will be done, spoken into your hands, that will be, Lord, to the blessing and nourishment of our souls. Amen. We ask it all in the blessed name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. 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 God bless you all. Amen. So, really appreciate one and all. I want to also greet especially Brother Marius for these wonderful times. Amen. It's a great blessing. It's been a blessing to me. Even the meetings we enjoyed with Brother Timashong and so forth, it's a blessing. I recognize you all just came back from a family time, so that also is a wonderful time. Amen. I have a Sunday school here. I want to, as they are trying to sort these things out for us over there. And the title is Getting It Right. Amen. I hope we get it right here too. So the title is Getting It Right. Amen.
Amen.
If it's able to come up, setting up, I don't know why, but the enemy is attacking us in every way, but we have the victory. Getting it right. What we want to get right, what we want to speak about in this short time, it will take many Sunday schools. As our brother has been doing in Dublin and taking Sunday schools on, I think it was on the agriculture and harvest and so forth, which has been a blessing also. But we are looking at getting it right. Getting what right? Getting marriage right. So it's a huge subject. We don't have my time a bit eating in there as well. I may cut it up, but please just follow us the best you can. I don't know if, are they still there? I can't see. Okay, all right. So it's about marriage. Marriage is one of the institutions that has been so attacked more than many other institutions in these last days. And there is a reason for this attack. And I want in this short time to highlight the reason for this attack on marriage institution. I have here just something from the internet about the definition of marriage, the Church of England. So if you excuse me just to read this for you, what they define as marriage by the Church of England. According to the doctrine of marriage of the Church of England, the Church's understanding of marriage is outlined in its response to consultation at page 2, Canon B 30 of Holy Matrimony, defines marriage as, now listen to this, the Church of England affirms, according to our Lord's teaching, that marriage is in its nature a union permanent and lifelong, for better, for worse, till death them do part, of one man and one woman, to the exclusion of all others on either side, for the procreation and nurture of children, for the hallowing and right direction of the natural instincts and affection, and for the mutual society, health and comfort, which the one ought to have of the other, both in prosperity and adversity. Now, this is what the Church of England defines marriage as. Beautifully put there in the beautiful English language. But the Church of England also has attacked that too. The nations and the assemblies and the houses of assembly, houses of parliaments, and different places have attacked this institution till they are redefining it. And there's a great pressure on the Church of England to redefine what marriage is. So I'm not going into their definition or same-sex marriage, you already know all that. But I'm going into why is this happening? That's what I want to look at. Why is this happening? Amen. Why is it happening now? Praise the Lord. Why is this happening, and why is this happening now? Okay. Now, God instituted marriage. Amen. It's not man that instituted marriage. It's God that instituted it. Amen. And we need to get it right. Amen. I'm sorry to say, but many in the message, young people, are not getting it right. Something has gone wrong somewhere. So please bear with me just a few minutes to strike some things. Amen. In Genesis 2, 23, 24, and Adam said, this is now the bone of my bones and the flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of man. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. This started in the book of Genesis. Amen. Amen. That is where this whole thing started. Amen. Now, if we go to the next thing I have there to help us. Now, Bro Bram is speaking here. He says, when in choosing of a bride, Los Angeles, when God gave a man a wife, he gave him the best thing he could give him outside of salvation. When one goes to trying to take man's place, then she's about the worst thing he could get a hold of. He said, now, that's right. Then he says, now we can see the spiritual application. So it is important, this shows Sunday school, that we get it right. It is vital that we get it right. Amen. Now, the next one is Paul to the Ephesians. For this cause shall a man leave his father and his mother, and shall be joined unto his wife, and they two shall be one flesh. Then he says, this is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church. So why we must get it right is marriage is a type, and it's a type of Christ and the church. And it has a lot to do with what we are doing now. If we get the natural one wrong, it might mean we are getting the spiritual one wrong. I want that to sink in. If we get the natural one wrong, we might be getting the spiritual one wrong, because the types cannot be broken and the two merge together, according to St. Paul to the Ephesians. Amen. Now, let's have a look at something that is very key. Bro Bram is speaking here to his church in Jeffersonville, Indiana, in the message Proving His Word. And he made a very vital statement here. I want to read it out to you. He says, no, not no more as a church. See, not no more. The bride is called. In the day that Son of Man will be revealed, what? To join the church to the head. He says, unite the marriage of the bride. The bridegroom will come through this. Amen. The question then is, what is this? The bridegroom will come through this. I believe when he says this, he's speaking about the message of the hour. The bridegroom will come through this. To do what? He says, when the Son of Man will come down and come in human flesh to unite the two together. So what Abraham came to do was to unite the church and Christ. Let's follow this quote. We see why we need to get it right. Amen. We need to get it correctly, because that is what the enemy is attacking. The enemy knows why he's attacking that institution, why he's redefining it, changing it, and so forth. He cannot change it, but he's trying to pollute it. Amen. Okay, now, Brabham said, she is already united. Watch that now. She is already united. Praise the Lord. Oh, my. I think I skip one. Now, he says, the church has to be the word. He is the word. And the two unite together. And to do that, it will take the manifestation of the revealing of the Son of Man, not a clergyman. I don't know. Do you see what I mean? Brother Bram says, see, it's Son of Man, Jesus Christ, will come down in human flesh among us. Oh, hallelujah. And will make his word so real. It will unite the church and him as one, the bride, and then she will go home to the wedding supper. Brother said, amen. What he's saying, is expressing to us here, is that the rapture is not the marriage. The rapture is the wedding supper. The marriage is going on now. Oh, hallelujah. The marriage is the uniting of us and the word of God. That is happening right now. My, that's what Malachi 4 came to do, to unite the head and the child and the bride together. She has to be the word. That's why the enemy is attacking it. That's why we need to get it right. Amen. Okay, he continues the last part of that quote here. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. He says, she is already united. See, we go to the wedding supper, not to the marriage. Amen. Fill your flesh, see, of the flesh of mighty men, cause the marriage of the Lamb has come. But Brother said, but the rapture is going to the wedding supper. When the word here unites with the person, the two become one. What does he do then? He said, he manifests the Son of Man again, not the church theologians, the Son of Man. The word and the church becomes one. And whatsoever the Son of Man done, he was the word. The church does the same thing. That's why the enemy is polluting that. Because he knows the reality has come. Amen. Satan did not show Trinity much until Brother Branham started preaching the Godhead. Then Trinity come up. So the enemy is attacking it because he knows that's the coming of the Lord. Amen. Now, I have something I want to do. Amen. That's a few minutes. There were two prophets. One I want to call upon is the prophet Ezekiel. He defined Satan very well. Who this our enemy is. Because Rabban says Satan has a bride and Christ has a bride. Amen. Now, in Ezekiel 28 from verse 11, he says, Ezekiel says, Son of man, take up, verse 12, lamentation upon the king of Tyrus, and say unto him, thus said the Lord God, thou sealest up the sun, full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. Thou hast been in Eden, the garden of God. Every precious stone was thy covering, the sardius, the topaz, the diamond, the beryl, the onyx, the jasper, the sapphire, the emerald, the carbuncle, the gold, the workmanship of thy tablets and of thy pots was prepared indeed the day thou was created. Thou art the anointed cherub that covereth. Oh, hallelujah. Thou art the anointed cherub that covereth. I have set thee, so thou was upon the mountain of God. Thou hast walked up and down in the midst of the stones of fire. Thou was perfect in thy ways from the day thou was created till iniquity was found in thee. I've highlighted a few things there for us. Called him full of wisdom. He called him perfect in beauty. He called him anointed cherub. That is Satan. Now let's see who Jesus Christ is. Amen. Let's invite another prophet. Amen. Amen. And the prophet we will invite is Isaiah. Praise the Lord. Who has believed our report from verse 53? Chapter 53, verse 1. To whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, as a root out of dry ground. He hath no form nor comeliness. And when we see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of man, a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he's borne our grief and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken and smitten of God and afflicted. So there are two grooms. One is perfect in beauty. One has no beauty, no comeliness. And we are supposed to choose. But Isaiah is saying we hid as it were our faces from him. Now we could look at that easily and say, I will choose Jesus Christ. But Jesus comes in the form of the word. Amen. Lucifer comes in the form of organized religion. He comes in the form of one. He's telling us, Brother, say, she is the word. He is the word. Praise the Lord. This word has no form, no comeliness. It's not beautiful. Praise the Lord. There's nothing about it that we should desire it. Praise the Lord. And we are supposed to make a choice. Hallelujah. I pray God helps us to see it. And I put the two of them side by side. And put Ezekiel too, beautiful, everything. If anyone is carnal, you easily choose that. We easily choose something that is flashy, that is nice, that is permissive, that allows us to do everything. We easily choose it. Hallelujah. But this one, even Isaiah is saying, amen, we hid our faces from him. His friend is sorrow, he's a man of sorrow, he's acquainted with grief. Amen. God help us to see that, amen. Now let's move forward a bit more, trying to make the time. Now in choosing of a bride, Abraham is speaking to us. He's speaking to a huge congregation in Los Angeles. It was a full gospel businessman's fellowship. And he said here about choosing of a bride. If we study what we are doing when we are going to get married, when we choose our wife, our husband, if we study it over, a man should pray earnestly, for he could ruin his entire life. Remember, the vow is until death do we part. He could ruin his life by making the wrong choice. But if he knows what, he's making the wrong choice, he's marrying a woman that isn't fit to be his wife, and he does it anyhow, then it's his fault. Amen. And if a woman takes a husband and knows he's not fit to be a husband to you, then it's your own fault. After you know what is right and wrong. So you shouldn't do it until you thoroughly pray through. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. This is where the problem lies. This is where the problem lies in the natural, in the spiritual, is this thoroughly pray through. Many are going by looking at their eye with their eyes and so forth. They are not thoroughly praying through. Amen. And I want to end this Sunday school, just again, working hard to make my time, amen, by a question they asked Brother Abraham in Questions and Answers, 1961. The question was, how do you feel is the best way to find the Lord? How do you feel is the best way to find the Lord's will in some important matters? How can I pray through? How can I pray and God hears me? How can I pray and know that this is God's will for me? We like people pray, but praying through is something is pray until God answers. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, Abraham starts to answer this question. He says, now, I don't believe, let me see. He tries to see the question properly. Amen. How do you feel is the best way to find the Lord's will in some important matters? I tell you, dear friend, the best way to find the will of God in some important matters is prayer. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. It's not by your eyes. It's not by internet. It's not by consultation. It's prayer. Amen. According to the message of the hour. Amen. Then he continues, praise the Lord. Now, here is a wonderful little thing. Praise the Lord. My, if you have a matter that is very important. My, I believe marriage is very important. I believe choosing a husband is very important. I believe choosing a wife is very important. If you haven't chosen already, if you have, well, it's still important to keep it going properly. I believe that's why the brethren went somewhere in Dublin to the mountains to strengthen the homes. Amen. Now, it says, Brother Abraham says, now, the way I do it, He's giving us his advice, is take it before the Lord. It's always been my strength. I wait upon the Lord and see what he says. I let myself neutral to it. I don't take either side. I say, now, Heavenly Father, oh, hallelujah. He's telling us things there, amen. I keep myself neutral to it. Don't make up your mind and go to God. No, be neutral to it. Amen. Don't get God to rubber stamp your decision. No, be neutral to it. That's a big preaching there, amen. Hallelujah. Okay, now let's move forward, amen. Because in my case, most of the time, if it's very important, I wait on a vision. He said, but many, God doesn't deal with in visions. So therefore, I wouldn't advise you to do that. See, because for just some people has visions, some has something else. Hallelujah. Now let's look at this something else. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. I'm finishing. Praise the Lord. By the grace of God, we'll make our time. Amen. Okay. Praise the Lord. Amen. Some does something else. Okay. I'm just trying to get this to move. Amen. Okay. Where you do something else that I couldn't do, maybe in your ways of serving the Lord, I do something you couldn't do. See, God deals with us different. Hallelujah. So therefore, I wouldn't advise you to do that, see, because some have visions and so, okay. God deals with us different. So if I was in your place and didn't have visions from the Lord, I'll just wait upon the Lord. And say, Lord, now you know, you show me what decision to make. Amen. Hallelujah. You show me, Lord, what decision to make. Now listen to this, brethren. Hallelujah. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. And then the way you feel led to do it, then wait just a little bit. Amen. My. And then wait a little bit longer. This is where the problem is, isn't it? We don't wait a little bit and we don't wait a little bit longer. You already feel led to go this way. Don't go straight away. Wait a little bit. Amen. Then wait a little bit longer. Praise the Lord. And see which way, which side you lean towards. Which way the Spirit? Now say, Father, in my heart, you know, it doesn't matter. I want to know what you want to do about it. Praise the Lord. It's an important matter. Abraham said in marriage, must be done soberly, advisedly, and prayerfully. In the marriage of the Lamb that has come, you are making your choice about many things. Watch the word. She is the word. We're done. He says, that's the way I feel about the meeting sometimes. I kind of feel led to do this way, then I follow that way. Amen. That's the way to do it. Praise the Lord. Amen. That's the way to do it. Because in prayer, then you are doing the best you can. And I believe this, my friends, as Paul was in the New Testament in the days gone by, he was between two straits, which way he should go. And he started on the wrong road. And he got a Macedonia call. And I believe if you're making a decision for God and do it the best that you can, I believe God will correct you and see that you don't go wrong. I believe God will do it. God bless you. Amen. 5 past 11. Sorry I took more time, but God bless you richly. Amen. And may his soon coming reward your soul. Amen. The coming of the Lord is a rapture. The marriage of the Lamb is going on now. Anytime you are taking that word, anytime you come to church, you are being asked, will you take this man, the Lord Jesus Christ, to be your lawful wedded husband, for better, for worse? Rich or poor, and you are saying, I will or I will not. Your message of the hour, your attitude to the word, to the ministry, is determining your answer. And I pray you give the right answer to the Lord Jesus Christ. It may not be nice and palatable, Let God be with us and help us. Let us pray. Oh God, our Heavenly Father, we've got broken up so far. The enemy is attacked, but you've given us victory. Lord, we thank you for this great thing unfolding, the greatest marriage in the whole universe, unfolding before us in simplicity. Since the marriage of the Lamb is come, his wife has made herself ready. Father, we thank you and commit the rest of the service into your hands. Lead us and guide us. We pray in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. Amen.